up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And just like that, we're off and running with another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show right here on the radio or the interwebs or wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. I think we have all successfully transitioned to the year 2015 by this point. Technically, first show of the new year, kind of, depending when you hear the show during the week. But nonetheless, here we are, first full week, anyway, of 2015. So I hope you're all doing good with that. What do we have exciting for you in the show today? No idea. Big stack of records right here. Great big stack of old-time 45s. We're going to work our way through them. Of course, our program brought to you, as always, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the show today as well. I have other exciting things to tell you. I got a new chair in the studio as a Christmas gift, so that's kind of exciting. Sitting here, it's one of those, you know, it's got more adjustments on it than any human being could possibly need. The arms actually adjust in and out. The butt seat part of the chair slides to and fro. It goes up and down and back and forth, and it's got some levers. I think one's an ejector seat. I'm not really sure. So I'm working with the new chair in the studio today. So if all of a sudden I fall over, you'll know I pushed the wrong button. All right, let's get it rolling this week. Alvin Stasinski and Polish Girlfriend.
Be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one we'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but only by you. But only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one we'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but only by you.
We'll be right back. the Polish Girlfriend Polka. There's Alvin Stasinski getting things rolling in this week's edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And remember now, you can always contact us via email, by the way, at timzumpahour@mail.com. Suddenly I forgot. It's oompahour@mail.com. I'm not kidding. That's all you need to do. Oompa, spelled with two O's, of course. OOMPAH. oompahour@mail.com. We'll get an email to us. Yikes! If you want to, request a song or a certain band you'd like to hear from, because there's like a never-ending supply of old-time bands, and we may have to do the show for 20 years before we even get most of them in here. Because, well, look, I just found a 45 last night by the Ron Harvey Orchestra, and I can promise you we have yet to have played the Ron Harvey Orchestra in Tim Zumpa, our radio program. And this, by the way, is program number 41. So that's 41 hours of old-time music. And we have yet to get the Ron Harvey Orchestra on the air. I suggest we rectify that right now. Here's just another polka.
This is just another polka. It's just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charmed. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my arms. This is just another polka, play the Six Fat Dutchman polka. Polka, it's the Frankie Yankovic polka. Now this is just another polka, it's the Romy Gaz polka. It's the Bernie Roberts polka. Just another polka, it's the Whoopie John polka. Here's one more polka, sing the Lawrence Duka polka.
See, now, I don't know about you, but I have a problem with that song. And the problem I have with that song is every time I hear it, I get it stuck in my head, see? And then I walk around the rest of the day singing Just Another Polka, which kind of, drives me a little bit crazy, as it's a great song, but it's so darn catchy, and so many different bands recorded it. So anyway, there you go. Just another polka, the Ron Harvey Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and brought to you this week, as it is every week, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Want to be sure to get that in there, because if you would like to learn to play, you can! And Melanie can give you lessons. You'd like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard? Melanie can help you out. She does it the new high-tech way, too. Online, using a program called Skype. You're probably familiar with it. It lets you have live, interactive video. And you probably use it to talk to your kids or your grandkids or something. I know we actually use FaceTime because we all have Apple Mac devices. But Skype, same kind of thing. We've used that a million times, too. Same deal. Live screen. Live lesson, real teacher, just like she's there with you, but she's actually not, except that she is electronically. Really cool. She's been giving lessons for over 30 years now. Of course, not on Skype 30 years ago because it didn't exist, but she's got a lot of teaching experience, and she can get you started. Not only that, speaking of getting started, you take your first lesson absolutely free, see how it works out for you, and then you can go from there. All the information, easy to find, it's at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All right, just pop over there on your interweb device there and check it out, MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All right, let's get back to some great old-time music. Last week, I'm pretty sure it was... I should almost check because I like to get it right once in a while. We played a record by Dick Medko and the boys, and it was a horrible, horrible beat-up record. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I like doing that because it kind of lets you know for real that when I say we're actually sitting here doing the show playing actual records, that we really are. And so every now and then when you hear a kind of beat-up record or something with a little scratch or a tick in it or something, you know. But it was pretty grungy sounding, and I feel like we kind of owe him one. So here's Dick Medko and the boys, and oh golly gosh. My gosh, oh golly gosh, there you go, Dick Medko and his boys here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, bringing you all the great old-time records. I'm trying to figure out what I did with the little paper thing that this record goes into. There we go. I try to keep things tidy while I'm doing the show here. Yeah, this is a sound that today's young people don't know. This is the sound of a 45 going back into the paper sleeve. That's what that is. Kids today don't even know what that means. So speaking of technology and kids and new stuff, this is kind of a big breakthrough, too, for the Oompa Hour this week as we get 2015 underway. I don't know how many of you are Facebook people using Facebook, but the Oompa Hour now has a Facebook page. So if you are a Facebooker, I encourage you to type it in and, like us. There's not a whole lot there because we just launched it a couple of days ago. But we'll be able to tell you about interesting stuff we have coming up in the program and interesting bands. And I don't know if we do any special stuff or if you have requests or you just want to, get in touch with us. Something easier than email. And if you're, like I say, if you're a Facebooking kind of person, you can do that. And it's easy to find, too, just like our email. You just go to facebook.com/... Tim's Oompa Hour. That's actually the name of the Facebook page. So it's really easy to find. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That Tim's Oompa Hour is all one word, all smooshed together. No punctuation in there. And like us on Facebook for Pete's sake. Because I think we have one like now, and that's me. So I'd like to see some more if you get signed up for that. So check it out if you're a Facebooker. Find Tim's Oompa Hour on Facebook. All right, time to hear from the ambassadors. The Polka Ambassadors, in fact. What song would the Polka Ambassadors be doing? How about the Ambassadors Polka? Now there's creativity at its finest. There we go. That is the Ambassador's Polka by the Polka Ambassadors. And you can't really turn that around, can you? I hear Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies program, bringing you the best great old-time records that have, I like to say that have ever been made, because we must have, like, all of them. We go back to stacks of 78s. I don't think I have any 78s in the lineup for today, though, which is perfectly fine, because they go around so fast. I realize it's been a long time since we have played a Cousin Fuzzy record, and I think it's about time. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. Clever name for a band. Anyway, here's the Peppy Pepper Polka.
Thank you.
right, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there, the Peppy Pepper Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and apparently you're home for Tongue Twister song titles today. I don't know what's going on with that, but anyway, a lot of great songs we want to fit into the show yet today. Have you now, in the last couple records, while you're sitting there listening to the show, probably nearby your computer, did you pop over to Facebook and like us at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour? Because I'll be looking to see if any of you are doing that. So, and we're not going to, you know, be sending you out big piles of advertisements and stuff like that. So just you can rest assured, all right? Back to the music. This one confuses me because it's the Modern Airs. And when I think of the Modern Airs, I think of the singers that sang with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And this is clearly not them, but I think it's kind of weird that they have the same name. Here's the Modern Airs and the If I Had a Wish Polka.
If I had a wish, what would it be? I'd make a wish that would be good for you and me. I'd wish to see a future day about 100 years away. Just think of all the things that I would see. If you're like me, you love that lively polka sound, and you'd love to know where polka music's found. I'm sure that you'll agree with me on just what I'd like to see. That's to see if polka music's still around. It would be great to see the polka number one, and all the people who'd be having so much fun. And then the radio would say, there's a polka dance today, and that's where half the population run. They'd say that there's a polka dance upon the moon tonight. The band you'd see would make you scream in fright, and we'd all drive our flying cars to see a polka band from Mars, and a Martian polka band would be a sight. Shed if polka music should go dead. That won't happen if you spread the polka around. I think my closing statement should be backed, 'cause there's just one thing some polka dances like. Just keep on dancing strong. Next time bring your friends along, 'cause we Polish people like our dances packed.
Clearly, I've got to put that one on the list now. Let's make a little notation here. That's a polka songs that include references to Martian polka bands. All right, there we go. The If I Had a Wish polka. There are the Modern Airs. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Time to go back a little further into time here. A lot of the records we've been playing here are like 60s and 70s records. Back to the 1950s, Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra. Here's the Two-Timin' You Polka.
Two time in you. I know you're two time in me. If that's what you choose to do, baby, I've got news for you. Two time in you. I know you're two time in me. You're on two, but I'm telling you that I'm two time in. Two time in two, I'm two time in you.
Two Time and You Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra. Great record, except for those of us in a studio doing a radio show with the headphones on, that first yoo-hoo was a little bit loud. That really woke me up, I'm telling you. All right, a lot of records to fit in about halfway through the show for this week here on the old Oompa Hour. And I'm not sure if this is going to count for our waltz or not. But I just wanted to play this because it's cool. I'm trying to remember who it was. They had a big pop hit, The Men of My Little Girl's Life, and it was a narration. And I'm trying to remember who it was. It was somebody like Mike Douglas or something, wasn't it? I can't remember for sure. But Eddie Blazonczyk did it on a 45, and it's kind of cool because on one side he does it in Polish, does the narration in Polish. On the other side, he does it in English. The English side is the B side. And seeing as how a quick poll of the audience done with my telepathic capabilities tell us most of us do not speak fluent Polish, so you don't want to listen to 3 minutes and 48 seconds of Eddie narrating in Polish. So I'm going to play the English side. Here's The Men in My Little Girl's Life.
The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
It seems like only yesterday when I can hear my little girl say, Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Bob. He wants to know if he can play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy. Was it really so long ago when she'd come to me and she'd want to know, Dad, there's a boy outside and his name is Lee. He wants to know if he can carry my books for me. Can he, Daddy? Is it all right, Daddy? He's got freckles, Dad.
The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
Then came ponytails and jeans, and my little girl was in her teens. Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to know if he can take me to the prom. Is it okay, Dad? He's cute, Daddy. We'll be home early, Dad. Ah, before I knew it, time had flown, and my, how my little girl had grown. Father, there's a boy outside, and his name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Oh, can we borrow the car, Pop? Yes, it seems like only yesterday when I heard my lovely daughter say, Dad, there's a young man outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said, yes, Dad. Got something in your eye, Dad? Oh, but I love him, Dad.
The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
A child, an adolescent, a young lady, and a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. And I told him that his grandpa was going to babysit with him. Thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad.
The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
All right. Eddie Blazonczyk there, and the men of my little girl's life here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and everybody, I think everybody kind of knows that one if you're, you know, like over 50, because that was a hit record for somebody on the pop charts. I can't remember who it was yet. It's still driving me nuts. But anyway, wow, I figured out, too, that that record's got a couple of bad spots in there. We're going to have to clean that one up before it comes around again, huh? All right, let's get back some polka music. Come on, let's dance polka with Joel Lastovica. I think I said that right. And Polka Punch.
Come on, let's dance to polka music. Come on, let's glide across the floor. Just let your feet move to the music and chase your cares right out the door. La 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 la, la 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 la, 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 la we'll have a good time. Let's spin and twirl around the floor. Kick up your heels, you'll feel so fine. Let's ask the band to play once more. La 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 la, la 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 la, 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 la la. La la la.
right, there we go. Back to that polka music there, the Let's Dance Polka. Joe Lastovica, maybe that's it. And Polka Punch here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Just going to keep them rolling now. I have the Springtime in the Rockies Polka, which seems odd to me because I can't remember the last time I played this record, obviously. But, you know, I always think of that as kind of a slow song. You know, when it's springtime in the Rockies. It's not really what I call a polka tempo, but apparently the Russ Brothers Orchestra have for us the Springtime in the Rockies Polka.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away.
Brothers Orchestra there, the Springtime in the Rockies Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, first official show of the new year of 2015, first full week of 2015 anyway, so happy new year to everybody. Hope you all made it into the new year without too much trouble. Personally, I went to bed at 7:30. Is that terrible or what? Hey, I get up for work and do a morning show on the radio every day, and I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So going to bed at 7:30 is not unusual for me. So just, you know, cut me a little slack there. Want to remind you again, you can always email us here at the Oompa Hour. It's just oompahour@mail.com. And we just launched a Facebook page along with the new year, and you can find that at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. They're just / Tim Zumpa Hour. It's all small letters, no punctuation, no apostrophe or any of that stuff. So if you're a Facebooker, feel free to track us down and like us on there. I'll be looking because I want to see the like count double because it's at 1 now. And I'd like to see it make it to 2 by the end of the week. So we'll see. All right, back to the old time music. Joe Krajcek and his Beertown Band. Here's the Red Raven Polka.
Thank you.
you have Joe Krajicek and his Beer Town Band, the Red Raven Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was just taking a closer look at this record, how recorded at Buzz and Lil's Triangle Hall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Says that right on the record. So I like that. You know, they don't do that. Well, they don't make records anymore. But after we got later into the records in the 80s and we started making CDs and stuff, there's really no information like that printed on them anymore. And I think we lose part of history when we do that. Speaking of losing part of history, all right, this has nothing to do with polka music or music in general or anything else, but this is just a technical pet peeve of mine that came up today in a discussion with a friend on Facebook. You know, we have in our house, this is a tangent warning, ladies and gentlemen, we have in our house boxfuls and boxfuls of home movies and 35mm slides and boxfuls and albums full of photographs all the way back to like the turn of the century. We've got like tintypes with pictures of my ancient relatives on them and, you know, snapshots from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, shoeboxes full of them. And every now and then somebody will be in a closet and we'll dig one out and I'll sit around and look at it and laugh at all our relatives and have a grand old time. And what's happening now is everybody's taking digital pictures and nobody's getting real prints made. Oh, sure, you may print out a few on your printer there in your home office, but most people, some people, believe it or not, leave their pictures in their phones or in their cameras and never even... I have a friend at work, keeps all her pictures in her phone. I'm like, do you even back that up? No, but I probably should. If you lose your phone or your phone dies, you've lost those 1,242 snapshots you've taken. So I've been encouraging everybody, and I'll use the Oompa Hour as a brief forum to do this week. Print some pictures every now and then, people. For Pete's sake, every now and then when you're sitting in front of your computer, pick a couple of dozen photos out of wherever you're saving them in there and upload them somewhere. There's a million convenient places where you can have prints made, and it's dirt cheap, okay? Whether you upload them to like a Walgreens or Target or any of the bazillions of online photo places, some they're like a quarter or less per print. Every couple of months, upload 50 pictures or whatever and just have plain old 4x6 prints made. And when you get them, you don't even have to do anything. I would write on the back what they are and what year they were taken, or at least on the envelope they come in, and shove them in a box. So 30 years from now or 50 years from now or 100 years from now, when your relatives are digging through your crap, they're going to find all these great pictures. Because if you leave them in your phone or you burn them to a CD, you know, what good is that CD going to be in 50 years? People will be digging that out of your old junk after you've passed on going, well, look, Madge, here's another incompatible format of some sort of data. I wonder what it is. And no one's going to be able to tell. You know, you can, it just bothers me. Can you tell I'm ranting here, people? It just bothers me. We sit here and we play records that are 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old. They always play on the same old, plain old record player. I don't have to update the record player. I don't have to get the latest software. I don't need the latest security updates. I just play the records. And some stuff needs to be that way, because that's how our history is going to carry on. No one is going to go digging through your computer. I got floppy disks I put pictures on 20 years ago. Don't even read anymore. I can't even see those pictures anymore. So print some pictures, for Pete's sake, people. Make that your resolution as you're going into the new year. You just had the holidays. You just had Christmas. Probably took a bunch of pictures. Here's an idea. Upload them someplace. It's fast and easy. And say, make me a snapshot of every one of these and put them in a drawer somewhere. All right? Rant over. I'm all winded now. I think it's time for some more polka music, don't you? Yeesh. Sorry about that, but you can tell that this is a thing that really, it's important. It's part of our history. So print some pictures and put them in a shoebox someplace. I think it's time for a little Texas polka music on the Stone, what is this? Can't read it. It's going around the record player. On the Stoneway record label out of Houston, Texas, Chubby Wise and his fiddle. You may have heard of Chubby. He's quite a fiddlist. Chubby Wise and his fiddle to do the Pennsylvania Polka. go. Chubby Wise there and the Pennsylvania Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Time to squeak in a couple of more songs yet this week's program. But before we get to this Lil Wally record that's in my hand, I want to mention MelaniesMusicLessons.com once again. Bring us the show each and every week, of course. So salute to Melanie for that. And if you've ever thought that you would want to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, Melanie can help you out giving lessons on the interwebs via Skype. Man, this is just a high-tech show. I'm telling you to email us. We got a Facebook page going. And now, Melanie will give you music lessons online with Skype live video interactive lessons. The cool thing is, of course, you can take your lesson pretty much any place you have internet access. If you're traveling on vacation, you're at your mom's house, you're at work hiding in the office because you don't want people to know you're trying to learn to play the accordion or whatever. Very cool. You can get all the information you need to know at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Melanie has over 30 years of experience giving music lessons, so you know she knows what she's doing, and you could take your first lesson absolutely free. Find out more at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Back to the old-time music, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. I'm looking for a sweetheart.
Looking for one like you to love and hold forever, to make my dreams come true. I'm looking for a sweetheart to love and to adore. So won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for? Won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for? Looking for one like you to love and hold forever, to make my dreams come true. I'm looking for a sweetheart to love and to adore. So won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for? So won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for?
Melanie. There we go. I'm looking for a sweetheart there. A little Wally and the Harmony Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, you know, I was going to play a Frankie Yankovic record next. I actually was. I had the record right here in my hand. Then I realized that we're already down to the last record of the show. And I have to do this. So Frankie Yankovic will save that record to get the show started next week, I think. Of course, we just had Christmas a couple of weeks ago. Just had New Year's. We're into 2015. And this week, if you are a Serbian or one who celebrates a Eastern Orthodox church, it's Christmas on January 7th. So I don't know when you're hearing this show because it's a weekly show and it's broadcast on a lot of different stations on a lot of different days. But this week, nonetheless, would be Christmas week for those Serbians. And there's a lot of others, but in our part of the country up here in northern Minnesota, we call it Serbian Christmas, and it's Eastern Orthodox. And there's a nice Serbian church up in Chisholm, Minnesota. And so I thought this week I really needed to get in a Serbian old-time Christmas song. And so I did. And this is a weird record because, you know, I don't have that many Serbian Christmas albums. Fancy that. This doesn't actually say who the performers are. I mean, it gives a list of musicians that are playing on the various tracks, but it doesn't tell us, you know, like this track is by this group or whatever. So I'm not really sure how to credit the performers here. So I can't. But nonetheless, to those of you celebrating Serbian Christmas or Eastern Orthodox, what is the saying here? Haristo Sarodi. And then you would respond, Vistinu Sarodi. For those of you that have no idea what that means Christ is born. And the response, indeed, he is born. So happy Serbian Christmas. Here's the Serbian version of Jingle Bells.
Zvončići, zvonec ne odan, ali je divno vozit se u našim sankama. Hej, zvončići, zvončići, zvonec ne odan, ali se divno voziti u našim sankama.
Sve kopio sve, mladi momci ide, vote cure sve, pa uživajte. Neka selo zna, da sam momak ja, i da brzo vozim ja deseti ranja.
Hej, zvončići, zvončići, zvone ceo dan, ali je divno vozim se u našim sankama. Hej, zvončići, zvončići, zvone ceo dan, ali se divno vozim se u našim sankama.
There you go for everybody celebrating Serbian Christmas this year. There's Jingle Bells, the Serbian Christmas version here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And by golly, that wraps up another show, huh? Here we are in 2015. I had a perfectly good rant about printing out some pictures. And check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back to it again next week. There's plenty of records to play. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.